See, at the last Board of Trustees meeting, Faculty Senate President Kathleen Schwalitz said, and I'll abbreviate her statement here, we simply have too many departments to support as independent academic units at this time. And what she reveals is that the real purpose of this reorganization is not synergy, it's not cost savings, it's not apparently even stemming our enrollment decline. It's about eliminating programs and envisioning what they're going to be. Now we actually have our current system for doing that. It's a great one. It allows you to actually look at the viability of the degree, your placement, the things that are happening with that. But in the current plan, because of the happenstance of the loss of our faculty and our programs, just because of retirement, because of a budget cut, because of people leaving, we will go into a school, at least in the chancellor's plan, where we will be the smallest college, and therefore get to play in the most facile version of shared governance, a game of academic hunger games, whereby only the votes of the faculty, not the power of the programs that we have and where we're placing people, can determine which get resources and get to stay, and which gets to become one of the top programs in the country, or get those resources for that. We would make that case based on evidence, on data, on whatnot, something that the Chancellor's plan has been very much in short supply on. And that we find very disturbing. But you have before you a survey from the CCC that actually polled and collected feedback, and unlike the Chancellor, shared their feedback with you, showing where the Chancellor estimates in the most impressionistic and anecdotal way that there's 70% approval for his rate. What we find is there's less than 30% approval for any of the plans, and that actually decreases when you start looking and getting into the weeds of what he is proposing. How are we supposed to move forward when several of the planks of this plan, synergy, savings, stemming, enrollment decline, have fallen away to dust, and all he remains to ask us for is trust? Are we to trust him? Are we to trust him when we see that in the largest college on campus has received none of the Chancellor's priority tenure track hires? And instead, they have gone to programs where apparently, and this is still an investigation, he's more invested in bringing in his previous colleagues to serve here at this university. That's the kind of evidence. Moreover, I believe that we sort of stalled out on admissions and dealing with admissions. As it appears that our analytics say that our fall enrollment is going to be really pitiful. We're pacing, as I think you're going to have to address today, an even increase in our deficit. How do we keep moving forward with this? And so my question for you today is, I want to end where I began. Your work is hard, and I get it. It is really hard, but sometimes the hardest part of your work is admitting that you made a mistake. You told us that things could not go on business as usual, and I'm here to tell you that we cannot stay the Chancellor's course. Whether it's a Yugo or a sports car, this Chancellor is driving us off a cliff. And I want to know, in the face of a bad choice of leadership, after a not-so-good track record of choosing leadership for SIU, are you more concerned about saving face or saving SIU? Thank you very much.